Bothell, at the north end of Lake Washington, is a middle-income suburb. It's also home to a fair number of people, sometimes called the working poor, who have jobs but not health insurance.
Welcome to the dental clinic at HealthPoint Bothell.
Tom Trumpeter is the CEO of HealthPoint, which runs 9 clinics in King County.
We've built a building that basically says we're your healthcare home. We're your dental home, we're your medical home, it's all together.
The sparkling new dental clinic is on the second floor, near a pharmacy, and above a primary care clinic. HealthPoint is officially a federally qualified community health center. They focus on serving the uninsured and people who are poor enough to have Medicaid coverage from the government. Those clients rarely get dental care because it's not subsidized by the state, unless they end up in an emergency room with a massive mouth infection.
The need for dental care is probably one of the great, not probably, it is one of the greatest unmet needs in our communities broadly, certainly here in King County.
The recent ribbon cutting here is the first of many to come. HealthPoint has 2 more clinics in the works in the area around SeaTac Airport. Other community clinics are expanding too, in Everett, Tacoma, Seattle, Chehalis. Overall, the federal government has granted $65 million to expand community health centers across Washington.
So this is the house that Obamacare built.
In many ways it is, and we love it.
These clinics dedicated to low-income clients are a key part of the new federal health law. As millions of Americans gain health insurance next year, where will they find a doctor or nurse? As many as half of them, according to the strategy, will end up at community health centers. The centers have been praised by Republicans and Democrats for being efficient. They know how to stretch a dollar. However, the expansion strategy has a weakness, as Tom Trumpeter admits. Even his striking new clinic in Bothell depends on subsidies from Olympia and D.C., as lawmakers focus on where to make budget cuts. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.